The number one killer of women in the United States, by supporting Women Heart and the 2008 Wenger Awards. Information at womenheart.org and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director. And joining us now with our report of AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A jury has found a former Bloomington police sergeant guilty of a series of rapes. Jurors in McLean County deliberated over parts of 3 days before they convicted Jeff Pilo today on 35 counts, including 25 counts of aggravated sexual assault. The four women were raped between 2002 and 2005. Three of them picked Pilo out of a photo lineup as their attacker. Prosecutors also made much of similarities between the attacks and violent pornography found on Pilo's home computer. But defense attorneys argued that prosecutors had no concrete evidence placing Pilo at the scene of any of the crimes. A Champaign man has died after a motorcyclist hit a semi on the city's north end this morning. 20-year-old Caleb Rock died at Carl Foundation Hospital. Champaign police say around 6 this morning, Rock attempted to pass the semi on Interstate Drive while the truck was pulling into a private business. The motorcycle hit the truck and slid underneath. An autopsy will be conducted tomorrow. That accident blocked a portion of Interstate Drive for over 3 hours this morning. 12 Midwest senators are pleading with leading members of the Senate Appropriations Committee to join them in fighting for money to deal with disastrous flooding in their home states. Illinois Senators Dick Durbin and Barack Obama are among those who wrote to Senators Robert Byrd and Thad Cochran. Their letter says the states are in a race against time and nature. Durbin and the others say the senators need to act quickly to get funding. Sandbagging efforts, meanwhile, continue as the river nears its crest in western Illinois. Starting this fall, planners on the University of Illinois campus will have to learn to live without Lincoln Hall. The aging and deteriorating lecture hall in the Urbana Quad has long awaited state funding for renovation, but U of I officials have decided that classes will not be held in one of the campus's largest buildings starting this fall. Helen Coleman heads the planning division of the university's Facilities and Services Department. She says teaching assistants' offices have already been moved out of the basement in case the U of I gets a go-ahead for construction work.
We anticipate beginning to do that work whenever the funding is released, and that's the first and easiest group to move out. And it'll be best for them to be in better locations before school starts.
Coleman says the only tenants at Lincoln Hall will be faculty and staff offices, which will be moved out as needed. She says the decision to move classes out came in anticipation of state lawmakers approving the money for restoration earlier this year, but a capital spending plan with $55 million for the project remains stalled in Springfield. 2 months ago, a divided Urbana school board approved a restructuring plan for Urbana High School, but it removed a new administrative post that was supposed to oversee it. That kept the plan from winning state approval, and now a school district committee will meet this summer to revise that plan. The committee of teachers, staff, and administrators working on the Urbana restructuring plan will have a change of membership before it reconvenes. The president of the school board, Mark Netter, who favors a new administrative post in the plan, resigned from the committee last night. Brenda Carter and Cope Cumston, both who oppose the new post, are taking his place. Netter says he thinks that'll help the school board reach a consensus.
What I'm hoping comes out of this is a plan that the whole board can approve. I don't really think it's wise to move forward if we have a 4-3 majority or failure 4-3. However we fill this position, however we fill the need, I'd like whoever steps into that role to have the full support of the board, and a 4-3 vote doesn't do it.
The restructuring plan is required for Urbana High School because it's failed to meet adequate yearly progress under the No Child Left Behind standards for 5 years in a row. Failure to implement a plan could hurt the high school's ranking and lead to new state sanctions against it. Illinois' health care agency is under fire again from state auditors, this time for slow and sloppy management of financial records. Auditor General William Holland's office found 15 problem areas today in its annual review of the State Department of Health Care and Family Services. He says the department was months behind in reporting its financial statements for last year, and what it did report had some serious flaws, including an understating of tax revenue by $600 million. It comes about a month after a special audit required by lawmakers found a myriad of problems with how the agency handles Medicaid payments. The department says its financial delays were caused by a long wait for legislative approval to spend money from a tax on hospitals that draw federal assistance. The Illinois Board of Higher Education is in the middle of a statewide conversation about the future of the economy and the workforce in Illinois. This month, public agenda forums are being held in 17 regions, and tomorrow, Danville Area Community College will host the forum that includes Champaign and Vermilion counties. The State Board wants to talk about how to get desirable jobs in areas outside of the Chicago and Champaign areas and how to keep up to education standards in a state whose population and economic growth rates are below the national average. Danville Area Community College President Alice Jacob says the success of the forum will depend on who shows up.
I look forward to the opportunity. We're delighted to host the forum on our campus and look forward to the discussion that will take place.
Area business leaders, medical professionals, and employers are expected to attend the forum. It will be held tomorrow morning and afternoon on the DACC campus.